We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish, Ayin Aleph. We are up to Sivav, the second line on page Mem Zayin, which is the page following 92. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Im Gomar Su'udaso V'kidesh Hayom Kodem Sheberach Birchas HaMazon. If you finish your Suda and you realize all of a sudden it's Shabbos and you did not yet bench, so you finish your Friday afternoon Suda realizing it's Shabbos and you didn't bench yet, so now you have in front of you benching that you have to do, and Kiddush that you have to do. So that's what the Mechaber discusses over here. The Mechaber first says, Mevarech Birchas HaMazon Al Kos Rishon. You're first going to bench on the first kos. V'achakach Omer Kiddush Hayom Al Kos Sheni. And then you're going to make Kiddush on the second kos. So you finish your Suda. You realize it became Shabbos. So first you bench to end your Suda, and then you make Kiddush on the second kos. Then the Mechaber says, "V'tzarach lahaskir shel Shabbos b'birchas hamazon." You would, yes, have to mention Shabbos in benching. You have to say Ritzei. Af al pi shemavarach kodem kiddush. Even though you're benching before you make kiddush, and you ate before it was Shabbos, but lamaisa, right now you're benching, it is Shabbos, you still say Ritzei. The Rama writes, "V'yesh omrim de'eno maskir shel Shabbos." Some write, some say that you don't have to mention Shabbos, Da'azlina Basar Tchilas HaSuda, that we go after the beginning of the Suda, and the beginning of the Suda was Friday afternoon. V'chein Iker, that is the Iker Halacha, that we do not say Ritzei. K'moshen Esbar Le'el Sof Simen Kuf Peches, like we discussed earlier in Simen Kuf Peches. V'yesh Machlokes Im Yitom Mikosho Birchas HaMazom Kodem Shiyakadesh. And there's a couple of interesting Machloksim, that Shilas that come up in this case. Number one, that we just mentioned, was whether you say Ritzei or not in this case. Number two, that the Rama says there'll be a machlokes if you should drink some wine from the kos of benching. Because Lamai said Shabbos, now you didn't make Kiddush. You just benched. So are you allowed to drink from that kos or not? That's a machlokes. Gam, a third discussion is, in tzorech lecho me'at achar ha-kiddush kidei she'e ha-kiddush v'mokam suda. We know there's halacha, we'll get to a whole siman on it to Mitzvah Shem soon. There's halacha, you have to have Kiddush Makom Suda. So here you're making Kiddush after your Suda. So is that good enough to be considered Kiddush Makom Suda? Or do you have to eat a little bit more after you make Kiddush now? So that's another machlokas. But that's all going with the first opinion of the Mechaber, that you first bench and then you make Kiddush. We have these three shilas that we will see addressed in the Mishabura. But then the Mechaber writes, V'yesh Omer, there are those who say, Da'af bigmar su'udaso einam avarach berchas hamazon t'chila. Others say, do not bench first. Elapores mapo makadesh. Rather, you should spread out a sheet, cover the chala, and you should make Kiddush. And then, umavarach hamotzi. And then you'll make a new hamotzi. V'ochel ma'at, you'll eat a little more. V'achakach mevarach berchas hamazon, and then you'll bench. V'hochi nohog, and zot ramot, that's the minhog. Lahotzi es atzmo miplukta svara rishon. In order to avoid all those fakes that we just mentioned in the first opinion, so the minhog is to go like the second opinion. Now let's see the Mishabura that will discuss everything in great detail. So the Mishabura begins in Sivkatan Chav Zayin. We said you finish your Suda, and all of a sudden you realize it's Shabbos. So what do you do? Zokti Mishtabura, Umari Gamkin Shenotal Yodov Lamay Machronin. The Mishtabura adds in a very important point to this halacha, and that is that you already washed my machronim. You mamish ended your Suda, you just didn't bench yet. You already washed my machronim. The Kodem Shehiskel Babirchas HaMazon. And before you started benching, mamish right before you started benching, Rosh Hakidish Alav Hayom, you realize it's Shabbos. The bazes svirle, then that's where the Mechaber holds the tchila mevarich birchas hamazon al kos rishon. That's why you're going to bench on the first kos. The mikavon shenot al yodov, because once you wash your hands, my machronim, tzarech levarich tekef, you have to bench right away. And therefore, only because you wash my machronim do you have to bench on the first kos. Aval in lo not al yodov, but if you hadn't washed your hands, gam hadeya rishona svirle, even the first opinion would be maskim. De pores mapu umekadesh mikodem. They would first spread out a sheet over the chala, and you would make kiddush first. And in that case, velo yivarach boer piragofen beis hakiddush, and you wouldn't make a boer piragofen during this kiddush im shasayayim mikodem beemtza asuda. If you already drank wine earlier in the middle of the suda, like we learned yesterday in Siv Dalet. And even if you already said, let's bench, Gam came the kadesh mitchila. Even in that case, you're still going to make kiddush before the benching. Kevan shelo nota yodav adayin, since you didn't wash mamachronim yet. Ach bezet tzarach levarach boer piragofim. The only difference between saying havonu nevarich and just stam having it become Shabbos is that if you say havonu nevarich, you will require a new boer piragofim beitzah kiddush at the time of kiddush. Kevan shomer havonu nevarich, since you already said havonu nevarich, therefore you need a new boer piragofim, like we learned earlier in Simin Kuf Ayin Tesiv Aleph. To summarize this all-important Mishnah Berurah, he's adding in a very important factor over here. That which the Mechaber says in opinion number one, that you're going to bench first, is not only that Shabbos started before you bench, but you also washed my machronim. But if you didn't wash my machronim, you didn't do anything. You just finished eating and it became Shabbos. Or you even said havon nevarach and it became Shabbos. Then you would in fact be pares mappa. You would cover the bread with a cloth and you would make kiddush. And then you would eat a little bit, you'd bench afterwards. But again, the case here is you wash by machorim, and therefore we said on the first coast you are going to say brachas hamazon, and then you're going to say kiddush yom hakos sheni. Says the mishabur and sekal chavches, aval ein omer shneim hakos echad. But you can't say both the benching and the kiddush on one coast. The ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. We don't bundle mitzvos together. Then the mechaber told us that you have to mention Shabbos, even though you're benching now. It's just the beginning of Shabbos, and you ate the Suda before Shabbos, you go Basar the time that you are benching, and you will mention Shabbos and Berachas HaMazon. Tazlin and Basar Hashta. You go after right now. Kevan de Bishah Shul Mevarech Kvarnes Kadash Hayom. Since Lamaisa right now, at the time of benching, it's Shabbos, so you say Ritzei. But it's Pashi, if you made a mistake and you forgot Ritzei, it's Pashi, you wouldn't go back. Now there's a few points you have to see on this small Mishnah Berurah. Number one is note number 39. 39 is going on the explanation we gave of why the Mechaber says that you say Ritzei, because we go Basa right now. Says note 39, the actual Inyan Suda Shetchilos Ha'isa B'Shabbos. When it comes to the other scenario, the opposite case, not where you started before Shabbos and you're ending on Shabbos, but you started Shalosh Shittos on Shabbos and you're going to Motzei Shabbos. So there the Shulchan Aruch writes, Shemask your Shabbos and Berachas HaMazon. There you mentioned Shabbos and benching, which sounds like you go after the Tchilas Suda. Here he's saying you go Basar Hashta. So the Magen Avraham writes, Shemachaber Histapik. Really the Mechaber is in doubt. Ha'im Halacha Kedeo She'ish Levech Achar Shas HaBracha. He's Mesubuk, do you go after the time of benching? O Kedeo She'ish Levech Achar Tchilas HaSuda. Or do you go Basar Tchilas HaSuda? Ulefika Pasak L'chumr Shebuchal Ofen Yish L'Hasya Shal Shabbos. Therefore says the Magen Avraham, the Mechaber goes to the Chumra and says you have to say Ritzei whether the beginning of the Suda was on Shabbos or right now it's Shabbos. And therefore, when you start Shalosh Shittos on Shabbos and you're ending at the Shabbos, you say Ritzei. Here, when you ate your Suda before Shabbos and you're benching on Shabbos, you also say Ritzei. That's what the Magen Avraham explains the Shita of the Mechaber. But then the Mishnah Berurah told us that even though this opinion holds that you will say Ritzei and benching, if you forget it, it's Pasha, you wouldn't go back. So if you look in the Shaar Tzion Lamed Hei, he writes, I am Prima Gadim, which in note 40 tells us what the Prima Gadim says. Shatam Sheino Choseim Shachaf Lohiskir Shal Shabbos Abirchas Hamazon. Who? The reason why you don't go back if you forgot to say Ritzei in this benching. Shekevan Shenechlik Vaposkim Yimtzarach Lahaskir Shal Shabbos. Since anyway, as we saw, and we're going to see more, it's a Machlokas Aposkim if you say Ritzei in the first place. Ein Lachzor, you don't go back. Shesavei Brachos Lahakil. You assume you did right, and therefore you don't go back. But the Shaar Tzion says further, a different shat. Ule didi barur, but to me it is pashut. Says the Chavetz Chaim to lo shayach bazeh hatam that tzarach lachzor mishum de lo sagi below achilas pas. Here it's not shayach the reason that we normally say on Shabbos that you must have bread. The first suda, and we'll see possibly the second suda on Shabbos. So then you have to go back if you forgot Ritzei, because those sudas you have to have bread. Shal shudas where some shita say you don't have to have bread, you don't go back if you forget Ritzei. So therefore, Zatah Chavetz Chaim, to me, it's not like the Prima Gadim says that since there are two opinions, so therefore we go Lakula. Rather, it's Barur that since this Suda was eaten during the day, you didn't have to eat bread. That wasn't a Suda of Shabbos. Therefore, it's no better than Shal Shittos where you don't go back if you forget Ritzei. And therefore, even if the opinion that says you say Ritzei, it's not Ma'akev, because Lamaisa, it's a Ritzei on an Achila that was before Shabbos that wasn't required. So the Chavetz Chaim is saying a different reason than we're bringing over here from the Prima Gadim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sefkat and Lamed, the Ramah brought that there are those who argue and say that you don't mention Ritzei at all in this benching, because we go bust to the Tchila Suda, and the Tchila Suda was during the day. Shehoya Bizman Chol, it was a weekday Suda. That's only true if you didn't eat any bread after it got dark. If you ate bread when it got dark as well, and everyone would agree that you would mention Shabbos in benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter and Sefkadon Lamed Aleph, this is going on the two other machloksim that the Ramah brought down in this case where you're benching before Kiddush, after Shabbos started. Number one, we said, there's a machlokes if you are going to drink the wine of the Birchas HaMazon, because Lamaisa, it's before Kiddush, so you can't really drink. On the other hand, it's really after benching, so maybe it's connected to the Suda before. That's number one. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on that Lamed Aleph. The is the svira lahu, there are those that hold the mevarach bar piragofen, that you make a bar piragofen after benching, v'toem takef, and you taste it right away, kamo b'kol kol shal birchas hamazon, like every kos of benching, v'lo choshev toem kodem kiddush, that's not considered tasting anything before kiddush, mishum da'ako shayach l'suda shayach kodem chovas kiddush, because l'maisa, that kos is shayach to the suda that was before the chiyav kiddush. And according to those opinions that you're making a boy pragofen on the kosher Birchas HaMazon and you're drinking it, and right away you make a kiddush, you would not need another boy pragofen before the kiddush. Rak birchas shir kiddush shana bilvad. According to this opinion, when we bench after Shalosh Shudas and it's nightfall, and you're not allowed to drink then either because it's already Chiyav Havdalah, according to this opinion, you'd be able to drink the wine also because the wine is shayach to the Suda that was before the Chiyav Havdalah. There is the svirlu, and there are those who argue, and they say she'eno toim emenu. You can't drink the kos of Birchas HaMazon. Mishum de osur litom kodem kiddush. Lamai says this lan of kiddush here. You can't eat. Umemela eno yochel levarach lo bayer pregafen. And umemela, you're not going to make the bayer pregafen on the kosher of Birchas HaMazon. Rather, what are you going to do? Elam levarach tchila bayer pregafen al kosher kiddush. Rather, you will just leave the kos of Birchas HaMazon aside. You'll make a bayer pregafen on the kiddush cup. And then you'll make kiddush on it. Vishal say when you'll drink that kos. V'acharkach shose kos zesha Birchas HaMazon below bracha. And then you'll go back and you'll drink the kos Birchas HaMazon without making another bracha, because the bracha of Bar Pragofen on the kiddush obviously will cover that. And the third suffix, the third machlokas we have in this case where you are benching before kiddush is when you then make kiddush, do you have to eat afterwards to make a kiddush makam suda? Or is it not that the kiddush is coming after the suda that you already ate? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkadon Lamed Beis, we said in the Ramah, Gam is a suffix also, Im Tzarech Lecho Me'at Achar Kiddush. The Yesh Omrim, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, some say, Kevan She'achal B'tchila, since you ate already before, have a Kiddush B'makom Suda. That is Kiddush B'makom Suda. V'shuv Eino Tzarech Lecho. You don't have to eat anymore after Kiddush. The Kiddush is gone on the Suda you ate already. That's Kiddush B'makom Suda. V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, De'eino nechshav l'makom suda, that's not considered kiddush makom suda, having the kiddush after the suda. Kevan sh'ayisa shalchol, since that suda was a weekday suda. V'tzarech ato b'shabes lechol al kolponim ma'at. And therefore, according to them, you're going to have to eat a little bit now after the kiddush. Now we're going to look over here at note 41, going on the first opinion that says, since you ate first and you're making the kiddush afterwards, that's considered kiddush makom suda. Ubetam Adover Kosova Matzah Shekel. The Matzah Shekel explains this opinion. Shekevon Shedin Kiddush Makom Suda Nilmur Mea Kosova Karosu L'Shabbos Oneg. Since the whole halacha that we'll get into in great detail later of Kiddush Makom Suda is learned from the pasuk of the Karosu L'Shabbos Oneg. Vidorshu Chazar Dashi from this pasuk Shebemakom Oneg. In the place of Oneg, the Hainu Suda, in the place of your Suda, Shom Tia Kriya Shel Kiddush. That's where you should have the calling out of Kiddush. So you need Kiddush Makom Suda. Ulefikach, therefore, gam seudas chol shenechlo b'mokom haKiddush. Even a weekday suda that you had in the place of Kiddush, seudas oneg ki. That's considered a seudas oneg. Umo'ila le'inyan Kiddush b'mokom suda. And that will help you for your chiyuv of Kiddush b'mokom suda. V'hosav, and he adds on, she'le'inyan minyan shalosh seudas b'Shabbos. However, to count for one of the three sudas of Shabbos, Vadai she'ein achila zu b'chlal. For sure, this suda doesn't count. So it's very interesting. On the one hand, this suda is going to count for the kiddush afterwards, that is kiddush makom suda, but it's not considered a Shabbos suda. It's considered a weekday suda. You still would have to have three sudas on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sefkadon Lamed Gimel, that introduces a second opinion in the Mechaber. Again, the first opinion in the Mechaber was that after you already washed Mayim Achronim on your Friday afternoon suda, and you realize it just became Shabbos, so now you have to bench and you have to make Kiddush. So the Mechaber said in the first opinion, you're going to bench first, make Kiddush afterwards. Then he brought a Yesh Omer that says, no, even if you finish your Suda and you wash my Machronim, you're still going to make Kiddush before you bench. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Sefkadon Lamed Gimel Yesh Omerim Da'af, Svir Lu, they hold. The Al Korcho Tzorech Lecho Miyad Achara Kiddush. They hold it's Pashit, that after you make Kiddush, you must eat afterwards. Kedei She'ein Nechshav L'makom Suda, not like we just saw, that you could possibly be Yotze Kiddush L'makom Suda with the Kiddush after the Suda. You have to make Kiddush and eat afterwards. If that's the case, the Suda She'achal Mitchila Eina Mo'elos L'kach. The Suda you ate before doesn't count at all for this, like we said in the second opinion above. The Kevan Da'al Korcho Tzorech Lechol, therefore, since you have to eat again, Birchas HaMazon She'ben Taim Lamali, why on earth would you bench, make Kiddush, eat a Suda again, and bench again? You might as well just make Kiddush, eat, and then make one benching on everything. And therefore, this opinion says, since you have to eat, Birchas HaMazon She'ben Taim Lamali, V'dino Kimo HaMekadesh Be'emtza Su'udasun, and have the same difficulty we discussed yesterday in Sif Dalet of what makes Kiddush in the middle of the Suda. Sheporeis mapu mekadesh. All you do is cover the challah. You make kiddush in the middle of the suda. You finish eating the suda, and then you bench at the end. Umekadesh umevarach hamotzi. Sefkadon lamidalet. So you cover the challah. You make kiddush, and then you make hamotzi. V'lo domi l'de'el b'sifdalet. It's not similar to what we learned yesterday in sifdalet. The yesh omer that there's an opinion over there that we said yesterday. De'enot tzarach levarach hamotzi. That when you stop in the middle to make kiddush and make hamotzi, even though you're pausing in the middle, and the chor is like a new suda, you don't have to make another hamotzi. Here you do have to make another hamotzi. The hachashani here is different. Why? The hamari shenotah yodav l'may machron makanah, like we saw in the Mishavu in the beginning of the sif, this whole discussion is where you already washed my machronim. Ukfar nistalek legamri bazel l'kuyam me'achil rishona. You already removed yourself totally, according to everyone, from the first achila. Like we learned earlier in Simin Kufay and Tess of Aleph. And therefore, mitam ze gam boy piragof and tzarach levarach hakoshal kiddush. Therefore, when you're being pares mapu makadish in the middle, in this case, you vaday according to everyone would have to make a boy piragof on the kiddush, and you'd have to go make another hamotzi on the bread afterwards. The eino yotze be birchas boy piragof and sheberach alayin sheshasam mitchila besoch asuda. And the bracha that you made a boy piragof during the suda won't help you for this kiddush. The imlo not al yada, but if you didn't wash my machronim, Dino Kumola Elba Sifdala will follow the exact same rules as Sifdala, that you wouldn't need a bari pragafen on the Kiddush if you made one during the Suda. And the Hamotzi would be a machlokas like we discussed yesterday. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaydus of Kodon Lamed Hei, so after your pores mapa umakadish, you make a Hamotzi v'ochel ma'at, hainu kezayas al koponim, at least a kezayas, kadei she'enechshav l'mokom Suda, that would make a Kiddush l'mokom Suda, having a kezayas. But the Shaar Tzion and Mem Gimel writes, u'inyan shia yotzei bazeg de shir Suda Shabbos. The kezayas helps for Kiddush Makom Suda, but if you want to make it a real Suda to Mekayim, your Suda Shabbos, it's mashma later on in Reish Sadi Aleph, that Be'inon Shia Kebetza, like we saw already, and we'll see later in greater detail, that for a Suda Shabbos, ideally one should have a Kebetza. So this kezayas is only Lagabe Kiddush Makom Suda, but not Lagabe a full Kiyam of the Suda Shabbos. Sifkatan Lamed Vav goes on the last Ramah. The Ramah says, after the Mechaber says his two opinions, he says the Minog is to follow the second opinion that when you wash my machronim and you finish your suda and you realize it's Shabbos, you should not bench first. You should cover the challah, make kiddush, drink wine with agafen, but before the kiddush, make a hamotzi, eat more bread, and then have one benching at the end. And the reason the Ramah told us this is because that avoids all the sveikas that we had in the first opinion. Zokta Mishabur Lamed Vav. Hainush, the imyasa kedei rishona. If you're going to follow the first opinion, you're going to fall into all these doubts. Number one, im lahasyo shal Shabbos, do you mention in this benching on the achil you ate during the week, but you're benching on Shabbos, you mention mitzvah or not? That was the machlokas we saw. V'imyito mikos brechas hamazon, are you allowed to drink the kos brechas hamazon? Because the ma'isa is connected to the earlier suda, but it's before kiddush, so you're not really allowed to drink, but maybe it's not considered a new drink, it's like part of the suda. That was another suffix. V'im tzarech le'echol achar ha'kiddush. And now after you make kiddush, do you require another achil to make kiddush b'makom suda, or can you rely on the achil you had before? So all these sveikas come up in the first opinion, they do not come up in the second opinion, and therefore, says the Ramah, the minhag is like the second opinion, not to bench in the middle, rather to make kiddush and bench afterwards. V'af da'ata eino yotze yedei de'a rishona. And even though if you follow the second opinion, which means you wash my machorim, and now you're going to make kiddush, and you're only benching later, so you're not being Yotzi, the first opinion, the Svilei, the Tzarech Levarach Brachas HaMotzi Miyad. The first opinion holds, once you wash my machronim, you have to bench immediately right away, so you're not fulfilling that opinion. Ha'adifa, still the second opinion is better. The Miyasa Kedei HaRishon, if you're going to follow the first opinion, Yeshash Brachas She'en HaTzricha L'dei HaShniyah. If you're going to follow the first opinion, you're going to get yourself into a Savik bracha she netzricha, according to the second opinion, she yitzdarech levarech birchas hamazon shtei pamim. Because now you can have the bench two times, and that's already getting involved in a bracha she netzricha, and therefore the ikar says the Mishabura, says the Ramah, that you should follow the second opinion. Let's go Vayter and Sif Zion, page 94. Afal pi sha'aser lo litam kodem kiddush, even though, as we learned, it is aser to taste anything before kiddush, im ta'am mikadesh. It's not like, oh, I messed up, so forget about kiddush. You're not allowed to eat before kiddush. But if you ate before kiddush, you still have to make kiddush. Says the Mishabura, Sif Kodem la mitzayim, we're on the top of page 94, second line of the Mishabura, Pirush. If you tasted something, you still make kiddush. Pirush kol emashiniska. Anytime you realize that you forgot kiddush, stop and make kiddush. Afilu balayla, even if it's at night. Velo neima, don't say sheyamtim ad lemocher baboker kodem achila. Don't say I already missed kiddush tonight. I'll make kiddush tomorrow before I eat. Kedei shia kiddush kodem atimo. I can wait till tomorrow morning and make the ikker kiddush, the Friday night kiddush, Shabbos morning before I eat. Maybe that's better. Don't say that. Make the kiddush Friday night, even if you already ate. Umashma ba poskim de lav dafka ti'ima ba'alma. The post where mashma, it's not only a ti'ima like the lashon of mechaber, a little taste. Afilu im avar va'ocha v'shosa. Even if you did the wrong thing and you ate your whole suda, you ate, you drank, you did everything. Gam came tzarech l'kadesh achakach. You still have to make kiddush afterwards. Says the Mishavura, says the note in 43, very important note. Omnam lachzor v'lechol od pam l'achra kiddush. Ah, I ate my whole suda. I realized after the suda, oh my gosh, I forgot to make kiddush. Make kiddush right now. But do I have to eat again? Or do we say it's kiddush v'akom suda retroactively? So says note 43, in terms of having to eat afterwards again, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that eino tzarech, you absolutely do not have to. V'day b'masha ochal ha-su'uda kodem ha-kiddush v'samuchlo. It's enough, the suda you just ate. This kiddush will be a retroactive kiddush v'akom suda. The host of it, he adds on, Shafilu ledas ha-sovrim shem ochal v'kidesh olav hayom. In our case that we just discussed, that you ate during the day on Friday, all of a sudden it became Shabbos. There we said, Tzarech lachzor v'lechol shuv l'achra kiddush. Right? We saw that there was one opinion that said that you have to go and eat more again after the kiddush. This is different. Kan she'ochal su'daso b'Shabbos. That was because you ate the suda on Friday. Now you're making kiddush on Shabbos, so that opinion holds. You need kiddush on suda on Shabbos, so you can't work retroactively. That was a weekday suda, so you have to eat afterwards. But over here, you ate on Shabbos by mistake, but you ate on Shabbos, so therefore the kiddush afterwards would work makom suda retroactively. So says the Shulchan Aruch Rav here, she'ocha suda so b'Shabbos nigreis ha'suda suda Shabbos. It's called a suda Shabbos. U'mishumkach nechshav kiddush makom suda. Therefore, it's considered kiddush makom suda. Achim over as mamis suda so. But if you realize it 2 hours later, you ate your Friday night suda, you realize 2 hours later you forgot to make kiddush. There, the Mishnah will tell us later on, she'tzarech lisod la'achar kiddush al kol parim kezayis. Then you talk a lost out of your kiddush makom suda. You can't wait 2 hours, so you'd have to make kiddush and you'd have to eat again a kezayis in order to get in your kiddush makom suda. So there's no problem with kiddush makom suda having the kiddush after the suda, as long as the suda was eaten on Shabbos and the kiddush is immediately following the suda. But if the suda was eaten during the week, even if the kiddush right afterwards is not good, according to one opinion, or if the suda was on Shabbos and the kiddush is a while later, that also wouldn't work, like we know on a regular Shabbos. You need to have kiddush before the suda. You have to eat the suda right away. You can't hear kiddush and eat the suda 2 hours later. As we will see shortly in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, we'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, with Siv Ches.